Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We are at the foot of the cross, watching suffering. To watch suffering, suffering that you cannot stop, can break you just as much as experiencing your own suffering. At no time is this a place where anyone would want to be, but this is where we must be, here and now, watching Jesus suffer. At the foot of the cross, there are no questions, only answers. The Roman Empire has answered the question about whether it has absolute power to kill. Yes. The question has been answered about whether we have the power to overcome our fragility, our vulnerability, our weakness. No. The question about whether Jesus is able to avoid the operations of state power on his body, able to rally his followers to oppose injustice and oppression, capable of getting the masses who followed him to follow now his way of righteousness? No, no, and no. We step onto ground zero at the foot of the cross, where even with God, nothing is possible. All that God talk of Jesus, all the wonderful things that he did, and his beautiful promises to those listening to him end up here at his crucifixion. Crucifixion. Crucifixion was an exquisite technology of murder that combined terror and discipline to teach everyone who saw it the same brutal lesson. Submit your faith to what is real. What is real are the powers that be. What is real is how disappointing and awful people can be. Today, we are being taught the same brutal lesson at the foot of the cross. This is where the struggle of faith is crystal clear. Those at the foot of the cross must decide what to do with their faith in this suffering Jewish man, this Jesus. Faith in Jesus at this moment seems foolish. It seems even dishonest amid the ridicule and the grotesque display of state power and the betrayal by his followers to his teachings and to him. But in fact, at this moment, their faith is really not important. At this moment, my friends, your faith is not important. The only person whose faith is important here is Jesus's faith. You see, he has believed all his life what his mother Mary told him and what the Spirit confirmed for him, that he is the child of God, God's only son. So now, he will carry his faith into this killing place. And there on the cross, he will once again open his faith to all who see the suffering and show us the intimate space that will not yield, that will never close. He will call on God, his Father, and he will say what only can be said in faith. Father, forgive them, Jesus is not simply forgiving those who are killing him. He is also asking God, his Father, to forgive their disobedience, their refusal to do what God has demanded they do. Listen to God's Son. Listen to him. Jesus claims that they do not know what they are doing. Clearly, they do know what they are doing. He did not come to the cross by accident. But there is a depth of their not knowing that reaches beneath their plans and into the depth of their not knowing who he is. And at the same time, not knowing who they are. We too are captured in the depths of the not knowing that Jesus is the Creator who has entered the pain of the creature, and not knowing who we are as creatures who, in the depth of our ignorance, are bent on causing pain. Out of ignorance, we have built a world of harm that spans from our bodies to our buildings, from our actions to our architecture. We are disobedient in the only way that it really matters, in turning toward death and away from the giver of life. It is that turning toward death and making use of violence, in yielding to despair and hatred, in destroying life, that marks this moment at the foot of the cross as an attack on no one less than God. Yet, Jesus forgives, which means he is working out something that we cannot work out. He is doing something that we